Well, a couple of weeks ago here on the Daily Audio Stash, we played you some quite amazing audio from the drug czar, John Walters, who claimed that trying to find anyone in jail or prison for a first-time nonviolent marijuana possession-only offense was like finding a unicorn. They just don't exist. Well, we put together a contest, passed the stash, to find the marijuana unicorns, and what do you know? I found a marijuana unicorn in my very own home state, the state of my birth, Idaho, and we're going out to Idaho Falls right now to speak with Catherine. And Catherine, thanks for joining us here today on the Daily Audio Stash.
Thanks for having me.
So had you heard that quote from the drug czar about the unicorns before you heard it on the Daily Audio Stash?
I had not. If I had, I'm sure I would have laughed.
Oh, I'll bet you would have. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your situation, what happened with you, and how you can prove the drug czar was wrong.
Okay. In about September of 2003, I was at my boyfriend's house. I was in college at the time, and I was in, like, the back part of the house doing my homework. And the police came because there was the music was too loud or something. There were several people over there. But he came in, and we talked for a long time. He said, just turn the music down.
And this is the police that came over, right?
Huh?
This is the police that came over that you're talking to. Okay.
Yes, and none of us even noticed, but there had been a bong in the living room while we were talking, like on a shelf somewhere. And we seriously talked for like half an hour before he noticed. And somebody got a paraphernalia ticket for it, whoever claimed it, and then we all got a frequenting a place where drugs are used ticket, which from what I still don't understand exactly, but from what I gather, it means that you're in a home to distribute, buy, sell, use drugs.
Right.
And I originally pled guilty because I was like, well, I can't really prove my intent, but I wasn't, in fact, there to do drugs. I was there to see my boyfriend. And I went to, they put the court date back several months, and so I finally went in December. And I didn't know, I maybe should have looked or gotten a lawyer or something. I didn't even know it was punishable with jail time because they searched the rest of the house. They didn't find anything but that bong. And so I pled not guilty, you know, and said, well, I wasn't there to do drugs. And I went straight from the courtroom to jail for 20 days, got 2 years probation and a $300 fine.
Ooh. So you pleaded not guilty to frequenting a home where drugs were used. Was that the charge?
Yes.
Okay, so you weren't even found in possession of any marijuana, correct?
No. Okay. There wasn't any in the house. It was just paraphernalia.
Okay, so you had no marijuana. Nobody else had any marijuana. The house had no marijuana. There was a bong sitting there. So for being in the same room as a bong, you spent 20 days in jail.
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. That is unbelievable. So 20 days in the jail. Was this the county jail?
It was.
Okay. Right. And this is out in Idaho Falls out there. So, were you there in the jail by yourself? Were you locked up with other people? What was the situation?
I guess because they were supposed to be nicer or something when I first got there, they called them like the mother hens or something. But I was in a pod with a bunch of inmates that were waiting to go to prison, actually. Mm. Like, there was a lady who'd killed somebody, and, I mean, they were not...
So we had somebody who'd committed either manslaughter or murder. Any robberies, thieves, anything like that?
You know, she's the only one that really sticks out to me.
Okay. So there you are for 20 days, locked up with someone who's killed someone, and your crime was being in a room where there was a bong.
Yes.
Now, after the 20 days that you spent locked up, did you mention you had some probation to serve?
I did.
How long did that last?
I think I got off it. It was for 2 years, but I think I got off at like 13 months because obviously there was... I mean, I wasn't a user. They drug tested me and I passed and did everything I was supposed to do. Went to a drug and alcohol class. And
this was conditions of your probation. You had to take, you know, mandatory random urine screens?
Yes.
Okay. And this drug and alcohol prevention class, did they in the class mention anything about not going into rooms where a bong was sitting?
No, they didn't.
didn't come up, huh?
No.
Wow. I'm sorry to laugh at this because, I mean, it is horrible. It's just amazing to me that anyone would have to spend time in jail for marijuana possession, but to spend time in jail for just being in a room where there was a bong, that's just amazing to me. And this 20 days that you spent, what time was that? What time of the year?
It was over Christmas and New Year.
Over Christmas and New Year. So you got to spend your Christmas locked up alongside hardened criminals, one of whom killed someone because you were in the room with a bong. So you didn't get your Christmas. Did they at least give you a nice Christmas dinner?
You know, I try not to remember the food.
I'll bet. Oh, wow. I just don't know what to say about this. I, you know, when I was putting out this call for marijuana unicorns, I was pretty sure I would get people that would say, you know, I was caught with a joint or I was caught with a baggie or whatever. I didn't think I would get so many people that had gotten a hold of me where the charges didn't even involve marijuana that they had. It was marijuana that someone else had. And then I saw your case where there wasn't even any marijuana involved. That just blows my mind. I do want to cover a couple of things, Catherine, about this story. Now, you mentioned that the police came over because there was loud music going on. And so they came into the house and you were talking to them for about a half hour. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So let's point this out to everyone so they can learn from the mistake. If the police come over to your house for a noise complaint or whatever the excuse might be, you do not have to let them in your house. In fact, you should not let them in the house, particularly, you know, based on what happened to Catherine here. They want to get into that house so that they can look around and see whatever's in plain view. And if something's in plain view, they're going to act on it, just like they did in Catherine's case. They look around, they see a bong, they're going to act on that. So folks, if you ever, you know, encounter the police at your home, at your residence, or even if you're at a party somewhere else and the police show up, always remember, go outside of the house, close the door behind you, and talk to the police outside. If they ask to come in, tell them they can't come in without a warrant. If they're asking to come in, they don't have the probable cause to come in. If they're asking you, they need your permission. If they could come in with probable cause, they would have just come in without your permission. So, and I'm not, you know, doing that to criticize you, Catherine, because a lot of people don't know that. And that's why we want to get that across here. Let's make sure everyone learns from that mistake. And, anything else you want to tell our audience before we go?
I missed my first college finals.
Oh, wow. I missed finals and Christmas and all that.
I actually spent, they let me have my books. They tore all my papers, like, out of the spirals so that I didn't have metal or anything. So I spent a lot of time studying, but I still didn't do very well when I got out because it wasn't conducive to studying, but.
Now, had you mentioned also in this case that you didn't have the assistance of any attorneys?
No, I didn't. And I would absolutely, especially, my original, the pre-trial, when I pled guilty, I was like, I'm guilty, I guess. And that was a different judge than I actually had. And she said, well, you know, if you weren't there to use marijuana and you didn't know it was in the house and all that, then you're not guilty.
Mm.
And I was like, well, you know, if it took a police officer half an hour to notice that there was a bong in the house, then how am I supposed to know?
Exactly. Right. So, when you look at everything that you had to do, you know, going to jail for the 20 days, the 13 months of probation and urine tests and all of that, does it look now like, you know, getting the lawyer would have been worth it as far as the expense goes?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because I didn't even know. You have to pay to be in jail.
Yes.
For your food and stuff. And I was really surprised at that. Because I was like, really? I have to pay you for being in here?
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, I was a college student and I worked, but not very much. And the expense of it was enormous. But I think the biggest thing was, you know, when I first got in there, I really, into jail, I was really confused. I was like, hey, what have I done? Because I felt like a criminal. I mean, I'm in jail, and it took me a long time to, like, get over it and realize that I'm not a bad person, that I'm okay, you know, that there are people in here that do deserve to be here, and I'm not one of them. But that was really, really hard, because when you're treated that way, I mean, it feels like you must have done something to deserve that.
No, you absolutely didn't, Catherine. And that's why we're here, you know, fighting for the end of these stupid, you know, anti-marijuana laws that turn good people like you into criminals, at least in the eyes of the law. And there's something to be said about that, about, you know, reacting to how you're treated. Yeah, I think there might be some people in our community who, you know, feel like criminals. They feel like bad people because that's what they're constantly told. And they're not. They're good people. They're no worse than anyone who likes to drink a beer now and then. I mean, we're just good, hardworking citizens. How's everything going for you now, Catherine? Are you having any troubles in school? Did this conviction affect your student aid or getting jobs or housing or anything like that?
Well, I'm about to find that out. I just applied to the nursing program at Idaho State University, and we'll see if they, because really any drug charges at all, misdemeanor or felony, they do really care about.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping, especially because after this, you know, I researched, and in most, I think there's one other place, and I can't remember where, but this isn't even recognized as a charge.
Right, right.
Well, so, I really, really pray that it doesn't affect my ability to become a nurse. And if it does, I'll call you back.
Yeah, please do. And, you know, federally speaking, I know that the federal government will withhold student loans and grants from anyone who has a prior drug conviction. I don't know if this is going to count in that regard with your case, but even if that's not the case, when you're trying to get into a new school or you're trying to get a new job and there's that line that says, have you ever been convicted of a drug conviction, and you have to check yes, that certainly is going to impact your chances of going places in this world. And it's a shame.
Yeah. And it's really, for a while I stopped hanging out with the same people and all of that, 'cause it was just like, I didn't want to go to jail again. But even now, I mean, I absolutely associate with people who smoke marijuana because they're not criminals.
Well, you know, we've got 25 million people in the United States, according to the government's own surveys, 25 million people who use marijuana at least once a year. So if the goal here is to not ever hang out with someone who occasionally uses marijuana, they're not going to be a whole lot of people to meet.
No.
You sound like a good, honest, you know, normal, rational person. I can't imagine that you don't have any prior criminal record or anything either, right?
No, that was my very first offense.
So. Very first offense. Not even in possession. Man, that is just incredible. Well, Catherine, you're definitely a marijuana unicorn. I'm going to get this sent out to John Walters and see what his opinion is of your particular sentence there. I'm just stunned to hear this. Thank you so much for telling your story to everyone here on the Stash.
Thank you.